I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I am the tail fin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. The rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American.
Let us hear your car care questions for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Danny.
How are you doing and how are things at Lloyd's?
Well, I personally am doing great. Thank you. Had a busy week, worked hard, and things at Lloyd's are just that, busy, and there's lots to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, things are humming, and I know that you and all the folks at Lloyd's are taking the holiday off, of course, on Monday. But if you have, you meaning our listeners, if you need to bring in your vehicle for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, for many years, Dan has helped you have some idea of what might be wrong ailing that vehicle before you bring it in. Always good to know, you know, have that more information rather than less. So if you have an issue with your vehicle and you want to know what the heck could be wrong with it, give Dan a call or a text on the Cities One Plumbing Talk or text line, and that is 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. And if you do have any kind of a car care question, the earlier the better. Dan takes his leave about 7:45, making way for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. So don't wait. Dan is going to be with us for a little over a half hour now. So any kind of, you don't have to be a motorhead either, right, Dan? I mean, we do have professionals such as yourself that listen to the show, but you don't, you know, if you drive and you have problems, you can call or text Dan. I was looking at an article, Dan, about tire wear. I don't have that in front of me now. I should have brought it in. And the various types of tire wear, which you know, of course, maybe you could give us kind of a little thumbnail sketch of what type of tire wear and what does it mean?
Well, you know, tire wear is normal. Your tires are going to wear out. That's they're a piece of rubber rubbing against a concrete surface or asphalt surface, and they're going to wear out. So tire wear is normal and not something to be concerned about. Premature tire wear or abnormal tire wear is something to be aware of. And, you know, if your tires are wearing out much faster than you think they should or they used to, then it's time to have your car checked and to have the brand of tires or the type of tires that you're putting on your car checked. And if you're having abnormal tire wear, then for sure there's something going on with the car. And by abnormal tire wear, I mean that the tire is not wearing evenly across the whole tread of the tire, you know, evenly and smoothly. When something else is going on, if it's wearing way more on one side or the other, or if it's getting a chopped look to it, then there's something going on with the car, and there's something going on with either your steering or suspension system, and you need to have it checked. And that's one of the indicators that we use to see if we would recommend having your vehicle, for example, have an alignment. If your tires aren't wearing wear or aren't wearing properly, then there's a good chance that all four tires are not perfectly aligned, and that's what's causing that type of tire wear. And beyond that, Denny, as you know, everybody's really concerned about fuel economy and the price of gas and all that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're wearing out your tires, you're also not getting your most efficient gas mileage because the tires aren't going down the roads straight and smoothly. And so you need to look at that. And if you get that really chopped look on your tires, again, there's two things that it could be. One is that you should look at your suspension, your shocks and struts, things like that. Be sure that they're okay. And then the other thing is some brands of tires or styles of tires just have more, that chopped look happens to them more often just because of the way the tires are.
And if somebody wants, they don't know, I don't know if my tires are good. I suppose would be a good idea, might be, is when you get your oil changed, like good shop like yours, you'll always check that, the tires.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things that on an oil change, I measure every tire and write it on the work ticket to see, so that we can keep track in our records of your tire wear and how that's going. And that's one of the things that you'll see in your maintenance schedules. The manufacturer recommends rotating your tires quite often, actually. And the reason that they do that is so that they continue to wear smooth all the way across.
Absolutely. Good deal. We have callers. We have texters, Dan. So
wear smooth all the way across.
Absolutely. Good deal. We have callers. We have texters, Dan. So let's get to it. I think Chris is calling in from Buffalo this morning, I do believe. Chris, thank you. What is your question for Dan?
Yeah, good morning. I've got a 2010 Dodge Grand Caravan minivan, and the indicator light on the dash is the electronic stability program or traction control system. That light comes on once in a while on dry pavement, just in town. You almost like you lose your power steering, but you're able to pull over the side of the road. The engine doesn't cut off or anything. But we turn it off and restart it, it seems to go away. It did it once about a year ago, and now it's happened like twice in the last maybe 30, 40 days. So just wondering what could be the issue with that. It looks like it should be like just if wet pavement or snowy or slippery, but this is happening on dry pavement.
Yeah. Well, the reason that the light is coming on is to warn you that there's something going on with the system, and the fact that the light has come on would mean that there's a really good chance that there's a diagnostic trouble code that's stored in the computer of that system, and we would be able to retrieve that, and that would give us some direction as to what's going on or why it's happening. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that could cause that, and those systems are all interrelated, and they actually communicate on a common line, and so it's really funny how, one system that seems has nothing to do with the car can cause problems in a different system that don't seem, doesn't seem right that's where the trouble is, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So the real place to start is to bring it in and have that diagnosis done on it, see where the problem's, happening, see what happened when that light was on. And then they'll know where to go from there.
Okay. Before we break, let's grab another phone call before we get too far behind here. Blaine calling in from Stillwater this morning. Blaine, what is your question?
Hi. I have a 2009 Toyota Camry, and about 2 weeks ago, my VSC system was on, or there was an indicator light that said it was on. There was an ABS light. And I brought it in, and they said it was a wiring malfunction. And then yesterday, when I was going to the fair, my car just died.
Well, that all makes sense that there's some wiring malfunction that's going on, and certainly would cause that. And I think just like the previous caller, the fact that you had lights coming on is an indicator that would tell you that something's going on in a particular system. That's a good place to start. If the car, if you were not able to restart the car in some ways, that's a good thing, because then we'll be able to do some diagnostics on that while it's acting up and figure out what's missing. Is it missing spark? Is it missing fuel? Is it a sensor? Is it input to the computers that's causing the trouble? There's a whole bunch of things that can cause that. But while the car didn't restart, from a technician standpoint, that would be a good thing, so that we can do some diagnostics on it when it's in its broken state.
All right. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We have more questions to get answered here on our CCO Care Show every Saturday here in the 7 o'clock hour, 651-461-9226. How about this, Dan? We've moved to 59 degrees, back into the 50s this morning. Going to be some cool nights straight ahead, and we'll check out that forecast in a matter of minutes here. Stay with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show, around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns, who hangs out at a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Exactly where, Dan, do you hang your hat there?
I hang my toolbox.
Your toolbox.
It's exactly at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web, of course, at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give a call. The phone number is 651-228-1316.
And we'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us, which is just ahead of 7:45 this morning. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. We have plenty of text messages as well, Dan. Here's one. It said, good morning. My 2012 Ford Escape has a stuck caliper. Can a caliper be repaired, or is replacing required?
They can often be repaired. Oftentimes, if the caliper's stuck, it's not the piston that the hydraulic fluid runs. Oftentimes, when they're stuck, it's in the slides that the caliper moves on. The caliper needs to move freely on those slides, and oftentimes the slides get rusty and causes them not to slide anymore. Many times we're able to get that freed up and sometimes put new bushings in those calipers and lubricate them well and save the caliper. So there's a good chance that you're going to be able to do that.
Okay. This next one reminds me of the Explorer that Tony used to drive. Texter says, I have a 1997 Ford Explorer, about 150,000 miles on it. It won't start and run. It fires but won't continue to run. The crank position sensor or fuel pump, could it be? And how would you test for this problem?
Yeah, well, there's two tests that you would need to do to get started. One is see if it's if it has spark at the spark plug. And if it does, I assume it does because it's firing. But if it does, then switch to the fuel side. And you'll have to have a fuel pressure gauge of some sort. Test and see if you have fuel pressure, and I suspect that you don't, or it's low. And then you'll have to do some diagnostics from there to decide if the fuel pump has power and ground and is capable of working. And if it does have power and ground, is capable of working, and there's no fuel pressure, then the fuel pump will have to be replaced. But that's just an example of what the diagnostics process would be. If there's no spark, then you'd have, it'd be a whole other path that you would go down. Or, for example, if the timing is off, if something's happened mechanically in the engine, if you have both fuel pressure and spark, and maybe there's something going on mechanically in the engine that would cause it not to start. At any rate, you have to get started on the process of diagnostics and keep narrowing it down until you zero in on the problem.
Okay. We were talking tires when we first opened up the show today. This texter says, and you're going to have to help me with this, What is your take on directional tires versus non-directional? One better than the other? I'm out of context. I'm guessing what this means tread-wise, but is that right?
Yeah, the tire is designed to go down the road in one direction. So in other words, on the left side of the car, the tires are pointing one way. On the right way, or on the right side of the tire, not pointing, but facing, the outside of the tire is one way. And on the right side, the outside of the tire is also that way.
Hmm.
And so going down the road, they have to be going in that direction, or they're not going the way that the tire was designed. And it's pretty common. And, you know, I don't have a strong opinion about whether they're better or not. They're quite common. We see a lot of tires that are directional, and it just has to do with the way the manufacturer engineered the tread to work with that tire, and that's what they did. And they, of course, did all sorts of testing to prove that that's what they wanted to do with that tire, because, you know, you wouldn't do it just for the fun of it, make them directional. But they're quite common, and I think they're fine.
Okay. Before we look at our forecast, another tester says, 1998 Chevy Silverado, I'm having to add antifreeze often, and white smoke comes out of the exhaust. It has over 200,000 miles on it. What do you think?
Well, there's obviously the antifreeze, if it's not dripping on the ground and the white smoke's coming out of the exhaust, then it's burning the antifreeze. And there's a number of places that it could be, and on that particular vehicle, it would not be uncommon if it was having trouble with the intake manifold, if the coolant was entering the engine from the intake manifold. But that's something that would have to be diagnosed and checked to find out where the coolant is coming from a manifold. But that's something that would have to be diagnosed and checked to find out where the coolant is coming from. A more serious problem would be if the coolant's entering the engine from the cylinder head gasket or from a cracked cylinder head or something like that. Then it would get to be a bigger deal.
Tough one. All right, hang on, Dan. We have some minutes to remaining in the show. 651-461-9226. That's the city's one plumbing talk and text line for your questions for Dan. So hang in there. We're going to take a break and have a look at that forecast and be right back here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you on this Labor Day weekend. Denny Long here in the midst of our car care show on CCO with Dan Burns, ASE Certified Tech at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have a bunch of text messages remaining. Let's see if we can go ahead. And plus, let's grab a phone call from Paul right now, who's calling in from White Bear Lake. Thanks for waiting, Paul. What is your question for Dan?
I have a F-150 Ford 2005, and my overdrive has gone out, and so when it gets to fourth gear, it just goes like to a neutral, and I have to turn my overdrive off to get it to function in the, so I can at least drive it at 55. Is that a total rebuild, or is that something that's a electronic part, or?
Well, I was okay with it all. That it would be an electronic part until you told me that when it goes into overdrive, it goes into neutral. And that's probably bad news, meaning that, yes, the transmission will need to be overhauled. You'll have to have it checked and to have that confirmed. But it sounds like electronically it's shifting into overdrive, but mechanically there's nothing there for it to shift into. So I was encouraged by your question until you got to the part where you said it goes into neutral. If it didn't go in, you know, if the switch didn't work, for example, like if you couldn't shut it off, then I would be hopeful that it would be something electronic. But I don't think from your description that that's good news.
No, that's too bad. All right, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Here is a 2011 Lexus RX350. Alarms go off for key detected in the vehicle and back door open. There's no extra key in the vehicle and the back door is closed. Is there an adjustment for that?
Yeah, maybe a switch or something like that. I'm not sure what the key part is about, but if it's telling you that a back door is open and the back door is indeed closed tight, then I think one of the sensors or the little micro switches is not reading correctly or is stuck in a position, and that'll need to be replaced or repaired. And so, I think you'll have to bring that in and get some help on that probably.
Tire question. Could you please talk about cup tires and do they make a noise?
They do make a noise. They sound like a snow tire going down the road, or maybe even like you have a bad wheel bearing. it's confusing the sound as you're driving down the road because it's very similar to a wheel bearing. So we have to be careful about that ourselves, whether it's a whether it's tire noise or whether it's a bearing noise. cup tires, you know, will sound like snow tires going down the road, or like I said, a wheel bearing. And it's caused by either the tires weren't rotated, you know, for way too long to keep that cup pattern from starting. Once it starts, it's hard to get that out of a tire. But if that's why you rotate tires frequently, so that that cupped pattern doesn't start. And like I say, if it's cupped and all of your suspension is good, then if you replace the tires, that'll take care of it.
See if we can grab a couple more text messages before we say goodbye. Received an engine display. This is a 2014 Ford Escape. It said engine fault service now. Could it be a turbo booster issue? What do you think?
Yeah, it could be any of hundreds of things, Danny. As you know, that check engine light means everything. it means nothing because it doesn't do anything to tell you what's going on. It just tells you that there's a problem. And so if you bring that in to your shop, they'll quickly diagnose or quickly scan that and find what it's about. Turbo wouldn't be my first thought, but if you're been having trouble with your turbos, then that certainly could be what it is. That a bad turbo would certainly turn on the check engine light.
Okay. One last quick question, Dan. What is a responsible way for do-it-yourselfers to get rid of used antifreeze? Bring it to your local hazardous waste place, I suppose. Huh?
You can. You can certainly bring it to your hazardous waste place. You can bring it to a car repair shop, and they'll dispose of it properly. And those are probably your best options.
Yeah, very good. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's? And then we'll have another show next week. What do you think? How do we get in touch with you guys?
Come on over. That's the best way. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give a call next week at 651-228-1316.
Daniel, thank you so much. Have a safe rest of the Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Very good. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead with his wine chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready in the 8 o'clock hour, our Smart Garden Show. That follows here on News Talk 830 W.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.